George Ezra, Green Green Grass on Today FM. Before that was Benson Boone and Beautiful Things. Allison Curtis with you, exactly 11:27. Today FM and Weekend Breakfast, as promised, our Sunday sit down today is with an individual that has so much to talk about, I don't know where to start. Ricky Tomlinson, how are you?
I'm on top of the world, thank you, kiddo.
Thank you for joining us this morning. Now, Ricky, when I said you were going to be on the show, I posted online that this was going to be happening. It's the biggest reaction I've had to someone in a very long time. It's true.
I tell you what, it's lovely here where I am, kid, up in Scotland, you know, beautiful.
Oh, is it? Oh, beautiful. So listen, you're going to be making your way very, very soon to us.
We were working last night to a full house, 1,400 people in the theatre. It was wonderful.
And was that the Irish Annie show that you were doing?
It was at the Glasgow Pavilion, and it was amazing. People loved it. They were up dancing, singing, waving their arms, joining in all the Irish songs.
Amazing.
And later today, we're at the Memorial Club in Arbroath, and the ticket sales have gone through the roof. People are loving it, and we encourage them to take selfies, photos, join in, wave to... It's been an amazing experience for me because I haven't done theatre for blinking 20-odd years, you know.
Right. Well, we're excited because you're going to be making your way first to Tala on Tuesday, 2nd of April, and Wednesday, the 3rd of April, the Civic Theatre. And then you're going to be in Liberty Hall, which is a great venue. And you're going to carry on through and take in Galway, Drogheda and Cork as well. So can you tell us, Ricky, a little bit about the show Irish Annies?
Yeah, it's obviously a few of the standard wonderful Irish songs. But the lad who's wrote the show, and he's in the show, he's Liverpool Irish.
Right.
From a big family of lads, but a couple of them were actually born in Ireland. And his mum and dad are from Ireland.
Right.
And so he's like, yeah, I mean, you can tell they're Irish just by looking at them. Just by looking at them. And then, of course, when they start singing and having a good time. But some of the stuff he's wrote is absolutely magnificent. And I know the Irish people will take some of these songs to their heart. Mm. But we went over there, and had a little stay over there, and the people were wonderful. So we had a great time.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to coming over because we have a lot of audience participation where we encourage them to get up, encourage them to join in, encourage them to sing.
Yeah.
And besides the music and besides the play, I tell them a few little stories about some of the incredible people I've met since I've been, you know, involved in the theatre game.
Mm.
And they love it. And then we spend as much time after the show with selfies and giving photographs and caricatures out. And it all makes for a good night's entertainment.
But Ricky, that's the thing about theatre. And every time someone goes, and I'm included in this, we go to the theatre, we go, why don't we do it more? Because that's the opportunity you can have. You can talk to people afterwards. The party carries on.
I didn't catch that. It's a bit... The line's a bit quiet. Can
that's
you
okay.
That?
I can hear you. Yeah, no, just saying that's the best thing about theatre is that it's there, it's in front of you, and it's immediate, and you can get so involved.
Yeah, I love it. And last night when we were doing like a signing in the foyer after the show, and people were having selfies, and I give a load of caricatures. And people passing the theatre seeing what was going on.
Yeah.
They were coming in just for selfies at the end of the show. But it was wonderful. I mean, and what I like about it is we get quite an elderly crowd.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to see them enjoying themselves. And honestly, the finale is like Glastonbury for pensioners. It's wonderful.
Amazing.
See them all coming towards the stage and waving and singing and joining in. And we have a wonderful live Irish band on stage. And Acer, who wrote the show, and as I say, he's Liverpool Irish.
He
does a few solo spots with these new Irish songs he's sung, and they're absolutely magnificent.
And Ricky, like, you play instruments yourself.
I just play myself. I just bump in, love, tell them a few stories, who I've met, how I got into the business. You know,
yeah.
My ups and downs and one thing and another, but obviously, with being coming from Liverpool, there's a very, very strong Irish connection, you know.
Of course.
In fact, it was only a fortnight ago that me and Acer for the night out just went and had a quiet drink in the Irish Centre in Liverpool, and it was lovely.
Yeah.
And when we walked in, he said, "Will you get up and do 10 minutes?" So we got on the stage and we done 10 minutes and met everyone. And no, I love it, kid. And at my age, I mean, I'm delighted to be working and performing.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it.
But you're so universally loved, and I think something about you, Ricky, I suppose, is that people obviously love your performances, but they really love you as a person, and they love the things that you've stood for over the years and the things that you've fought for over the years as well.
Well, listen, I love people. Now, we were sitting having our breakfast this morning, and a lady came over and she said, "Can my daughter have a photograph taken with you, please? It's her birthday today." So I took my top off, put my Jim Royal top on, my Jim Royal glasses, had my photograph taken with the girl, and then made everyone in the breakfast room sing happy birthday. And she's got it all on her camera. So it's a nice little memory for her to keep when she gets, you know, a bit older. But I think it goes with the job.
Yeah.
I haven't got any time for artists or performers or singers or whatever they are. If they haven't got time for the general public, you shouldn't be in show business.
I would agree. I would agree. And do you know what's funny? You're mentioning that, actually, Ricky, because the new show that you're going on with your screen wife, Sue Johnson, Ricky Sue, and A Trip or Two, I love good road tripping shows, but, you know, you have to have that chemistry with the person to make it work.
Oh, yeah, but Sue's wonderful.
Yeah.
She is absolutely what we have a good time. We have a good laugh. And it hasn't been on yet, but in Ricky and Sue, they actually do our DNA test.
Oh.
And the outcome for both of us is unbelievable.
Really? You were surprised?
It is unbelievable. I we're sworn to secrecy. I haven't even told Rita, my wife. But it's unbelievable who I'm related to.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's also unbelievable who Sue Johnson's. I said to Sue, people are going to think that this has been stage managed. And
it's not.
It hasn't. It's the truth.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable that we're both related. We're not related to each other, but the people we're related to are amazing.
So it's starting on Channel 4 on Tuesday. But can I ask you, Ricky, just about the royal family. Would you guys, like when it started, did you have any idea of how significant and culturally important and popular it would become?
Listen, I get up every morning and when I open my eyes, I say, thank God it's another day. I've got another day to spend with my family, with my grandchildren and my great-grandson. And I do a bit of writing. I've just written my first children's book for my grandchildren.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward. That'll be finished within the next fortnight. Then I'll be on the road with the book, going round.
Wow.
Because, you know, my grandchildren and my life now, you know, my own children are grown up and they're all settled. So it's now my turn to look after my grandchildren.
Yeah.
And as I say, I've got one great-grandson who's Welsh.
That's incredible.
He's amazing. He's absolutely... His name's Harley. And I said to him, you know, when you grow up, it's a good job your name's not Davidson. You'd be Harley Davidson.
A great-grandchild. That is incredible. You know what as well, Ricky, before I let you go, this is something that people will not let me not say to you, is the connection with the Liverpool, obviously the team. You're a massive fan of the football club. And you even appeared in a Christmas advert for them.
For Liverpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, but me, Sue Johnson, and all the players.
Well, incredible.
I was at Liverpool, and I called John Aldo, soft lad. I said, listen, soft lad, not that sort of rapping. Well, all the players have called him, that's what they call him now in Liverpool. So when he walks in, when we're at the match, we have a wonderful time at the match. And, of course, he goes in the players' lounge with Sammy Lee and you know, Bruce Grobler. And when Aldo walks in, now they say, oh, here's soft lad.
He started it.
The name stuck to him.
What do you feel about Jurgen Klopp going?
Listen, Asa Murphy, that he's sitting facing me now, he wrote a song called The Jurgen Hug.
Aww.
It went viral. Over 1 million hits.
Wow.
And everywhere we go, in fact, we went to a pub in Liverpool called Jurgen's Bar.
Wow.
Where the barman, he looks like a doppelganger for Jurgen. It was full of teenagers, people my age, old age pensioners.
Yeah.
And we all sing this song, The Jurgen Hug.
Aww.
It's unbelievable. As I say, 1 million hits it's had.
He was just so loved. He is so loved. Oh my God, Ricky, I could talk to you forever. But I'm going to give your dates out again. IrishAnnies.com is where people can find it. And thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy.
I look forward to meeting them Irish people over there. And as I say, Asa is part Irish, so who knows, you might have a distant relative We'll come out of the woodwork and we'll seat in for a pint of your best Guinness, okay?
Excellent. Ricky Tomlinson, thank you for being our guest
God
this morning.
Bye-bye, love.
Bye. Bye. Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime.